It's not March anymore, and the NCAA tournament is long gone, but our next story is about NCAA basketball anyway, or at least one former player. This is a story of a guy from San Antonio who became the NCAA's first turban-wearing player. Here's the world's Shefali Kulkarni.
At his first high school basketball game, Darshpreet Singh remembers his coach arguing with the ref and the other team's coach on the sidelines.
I hear them arguing about whether or not I can play. You know, the other coach is saying he can't wear that on his head, and the ref saying, you know, I don't think he's allowed to play with that thing on his head.
That thing on Singh's head was his turban.
Finally, the ref said, you know, we need it in writing that he's allowed to play. And by this time, my coach was furious, and he stormed over to the bench, and he picked up the whiteboard where he draws up plays and, you know, took his dry erase marker and in all capital letters, you know, across the board. He can play. He wrote that out, and he walked back to the ref and, like, you know, put it up in his face and said, here it is in writing.
Fighting to be able to play is something Singh is used to. He's worn a turban since he was 3. His parents are from India, and Singh was raised as a devout Sikh in San Antonio, Texas. And at 6'4", he's always loved basketball.
In the evenings when we were kids, we would play in the backyard. We had a hoop in the backyard, and after dinner, we would all go out and play with our parents.
Even though he's American, Singh says he's often had to prove that he belongs with his turban. He's shown birth certificates at basketball tournaments and petitioned the NCAA to let him play with what they called headgear. At games, people shouted at him to cut his hair or go back to his country. Thankfully, he says his teammates and coaches have always been there to support him. So has his family. All of Singh's brothers have played basketball at some point. But get this, it's Singh's mom, Winky, who's the most rooted in basketball. She played back in India.
Yeah, I was in high school at that time, and there was one Hollywood movie that we saw, and we didn't understand English at that time, but we saw somebody play over there. They said, that's a cool sport. So we made a little hoop, like a little basket, and started throwing balls in there.
So Singh's mom played for a while, but stopped when she moved to Texas with her husband. But then when her kids started getting into basketball, she jumped into games with them too. And she's pretty good.
I'll say this, whenever we played afterwards, I think we'd always rather have a mom on our team than my dad on our team, because my mom never missed when we were kids growing up and playing in the backyard. I think my mom was a big influence on the reason why I played. I don't think I would have played if she didn't introduce us to the game.
Singh went on to play basketball at Trinity University in San Antonio. He became the team's co-captain. And he remembers his mom bringing oranges to the games and cheering him on.
My mom was very, she's very strategic, and she would pick her points that when she yelled, I always heard her.
So, yeah, quite a few times I'll get wild over there. I'll say one time I even got the call changed by the ref in one of the high school games. That was cool.
And she's always had copies of a letter from the Texas State Board of Education. They stated that her sons could wear turbans during their games.
I just wanted to be prepared so they don't feel hassled and everything goes smoothly.
Today, Darsh Singh works at a consulting firm in Dallas. And now he only plays basketball when he's back home visiting family. But last year, the Smithsonian Institute reached out to Singh. They asked if they could feature his Trinity University jersey in an exhibit about Indian Americans. Singh is still the only turban-wearing Sikh American to have played NCAA basketball. Singh offered his jersey, but
I was kind of taken aback. You know, I don't really feel like I've done anything special. All I did was play basketball, which I'd love to do.
But Singh hopes that someday his jersey will be replaced, maybe by the first turban Sikh player in the NBA. For the world, I'm Shefali Kulkarni.
What a great tale. Shefali's story is part of our Global Nation coverage. You can find other Global Nation stories on our website, pri.org.